I'd like to call to order the Communications and Technology Committee meeting for October 10, 2023. It's 8:30 a.m. We're in the CSD headquarters building. Director Butler is ill and not able to join us this morning. We have an agenda that was prepared in advance of the meeting. So I will call upon General Manager Morris to give us an update, or Amelia, an update on website and social media, please.
So glad we are here. We haven't had the meeting for a month, I don't know, 3 or 4 months. And since the last time we had it, they have changed the format. I used to go on to Google Analytics, and there was a preset, and I would just change the dates and pop up. That's why I said, no, it takes me a minute to do this. I probably spent 2 hours because they've changed all their formatting and the reporting, things that we can look at and the things that we can report on. And so
this is relative to our website, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And so I know that it's important that we had 4,295 people, users all together, and they looked at the page, the website, a total of 7,800 times, new users, number of users per session, how many pages they looked at. These are all important. And then this is always interesting. I have to wonder if the graph and the usage goes to the bills coming in. I don't know. But, okay, so this page makes sense. I wanted to make sure that these are the data and the statistics that you're looking for, because I'm afraid I'm going to have to call Google. And then, okay, where are they looking at us? This is good. What languages they speak? Is that important? I don't think so. The countries that they're looking at, I think that's important. Do we care if they're looking at a desktop or on their mobile phone or their tablet? I don't really, okay. So I wanted to make sure that...
Well, you know, on that last question, maybe, because as I was driving in this morning, I know that we've talked briefly about different ways to reach out to the community with our communications, and I want to have some discussion maybe this morning about the ability to communicate directly with our ratepayers, our community members, via text and or email. So to the extent that if it identifies a mobile phone as a device, you know, it might be helpful, because I think we might want to, moving forward, solicit people for their telephone or give them an opportunity to receive text messages. So maybe it is good to kind of monitor that, at least for a short term.
Okay.
You know,
and I'm always interested.
But I agree. I mean, our website's entirely in English, right? So
yes.
You know, I don't know if we've ever had the discussion about accessibility.
There are some things that when we did the... Remember when the governor had the moratorium on water shutoffs? We had to write an ordinance concerning that. And that had to be posted on the website, the ordinance itself, in 7 different languages. So I went to Google Translate, and I translated them all into the different languages.
Well, I'm also thinking about those that have visual acuity disability, for example.
That's all built into the website, and
okay.
I get 100% on that.
All right, good.
So,
all right, thank you.
There's a score there. So
okay,
ADA. So thank goodness for the website. What we're missing is the pages that they look at. So I used to have that number one was how to pay my bill, number two was board of directors, et cetera, et cetera. So I wanted to make sure that that's still an important enough for me to dedicate the time to continue looking at it.
Yeah, I think that would be good to track,
okay.
Especially when, you know, we're talking about posting things, you know, on a temporal basis that maybe has a timing component to it.
Okay.
I'd like to know, you know, if people are, especially as we communicate in the future and tell folks where they can find information. For example, a staff meeting yesterday talking about the Integrated Water Master Plan and the fact that we're there's some discussion about preparing FAQs to post. And it would be very interesting to me to know, once we announce we're doing that and we put it, to see are people actually taking the time to go and look at it. I'm a firm believer that we have to make it as easy as we can for folks to get to information, but I also am sympathetic to comments that I've heard my colleagues make in the past about the information's out there, people just don't avail themselves of it. I think if we can track the pages they're going to, if there's a way to figure that out, and maybe Google's got a help chat or something you can go to simplify that timing-wise. I know you know how to do all that.
That's what I'm going to have to do is talk to somebody, because I can see the page over here, but it doesn't have clear instructions, because then it wants to sell you something. And I'm not interested in purchasing anything.
No,
thank
right,
you.
Exactly.
I have enough stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But yeah, that is a measuring device that I think would be good for us to have.
I'll see that it gets in here. And then Facebook has...
Metric. I couldn't think of the word metric. Thank you.
Facebook has changed a little bit. Now Facebook is telling us our top post, which was the blue-green algae that folks looked at. Our audience view is always exactly the same. And then Facebook doesn't give me a lot of detail. This is all they have. So I will post the packet and make sure that we have the Google updated.
Amelia, I personally not on Facebook. How frequently are posts being put onto Facebook? And you just mentioned one. What are some other examples of what we've put onto Facebook?
Closures. When we're closed, for example, something that's happening the first week in November is we'll have another cow waste, organic waste presentation discussion here.
Right.
And that goes on our website and Facebook.
I did receive an email from Cal Waste, I think it was yesterday. With a flyer about that,
and it was probably the same flyer I sent.
It probably was. I think it was. Yeah, but you indicated we'd be hearing from Cal Waste, and that was in my email inbox. I think it was yesterday.
Good. So, I don't post the board meetings committee. I don't post that on Facebook.
Right.
But definitely all the forward fate. I could pop over to the website and show you what I post on Facebook.
And I'm assuming that we'll post an announcement about our November 2nd town hall meeting on Facebook. And we'll have, I already saw something in the pipeline last week. We'll have something on the website, obviously.
So this is the website. The things that make it onto Facebook are the workshop. I think I put a link to the Integrated Water Master Plan there.
The storyboard?
The storyboard. I'm pretty sure that I've got that up there. Blue green algae, bulky waste pickup, that would have gone up on Facebook, electronic billing. And then if there's a problem with the bill, I'm going to put that on Facebook. Would you like to see our Facebook page?
Mm-hmm. Please.
And here it is. So the Cal Waste.
Yeah, that looks exactly like what I got received from Cal Waste yesterday. And that meeting is slated to be in here, correct?
Yes. Let's see if I can get the view that you want to see. It's blue green algae. Oh, you're invited to the...
Our trainings?
The trainings. And so this is the one that's up for... I'll update that to October.
Is that for the online billing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Family activities. We're closed Labor Day. Closed 4th of July. Oh, celebrate 4th of July responsibly. Welcome Mimi Morris.
Okay.
The last organic place.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, let me get back over here, and love it when it works.
All right, is there anything further from staff regarding item number two? Website and social media, we covered that adequately.
Yep.
Any public comment?
No.
Let's move on to item three, discussion regarding developing a comprehensive communication strategy. Looking to Ms. Morris.
Thank you, Director Booth. And I have to confess that I did not prepare anything for this because when I had a conversation with Director Butler, she indicated that all I had to do was listen to the directors. And so I took that literally, and but I can speak off the cuff about some of my
Please, concerns. And then I have some thoughts, and I did have a brief discussion with Director Butler this morning. So
okay. So as you and I talked about previously, I think it's my intention to utilize all of the methods of communication that we've been using to date, but with an eye towards more transparency, more completeness. So that would be the website, the Facebook page, and the pipeline. But in the last couple of weeks, we've had some issues with the utility billing module that made me aware of the fact that we do not have a comprehensive set of emails for all the residents. We have maybe, in our own set, we had about 400. And then we had another 600 in another data set from the Gates. And then we got the Cal Waste emails, and theirs are also in the range of 400 to 600. And these may be different. So we're going to consolidate.
So we're looking at about a third to a half, of, depending on how much duplicity there is.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of duplication. So that's 2,800 roughly
right. Customers,
you know, maybe even a seventh. You know, because there's a lot of movement. So that is definitely an area where we need to work on our ability to directly communicate with the customers, and not only with email, but also with texts. And actually, the online trainings that we held, I think it's been 2 weeks now, they include an introduction to the new portal for utility billing and for us. And in that profile that each resident can establish for themselves to be able to see real-time statements and payments, it actually requests them to specify what their method, what their preferred method of communication is, whether it's email or text, snail mail, what have you. And we did not have a very strong turnout to that training, so we're going to have to repeat it October 17th and 19th. We have, you know, two more days, and then we'll just have to, you know, post about it again and instruct people. And I think we need a specific goal of asking customers to give us their email addresses and their cell phones so that we can communicate with them directly. And actually, Amelia and I have had a chat about a service called Code Red that allows us to communicate with those individuals that have signed up for that with regard to emergencies. But that's closing in on 7,000 or 8,000 a year, and it's just another example of how we do not have direct communication capability ourselves. So I think part of my goal in the next several months will be to always be inviting residents to sign up for a communication via email and texting so that they can have non-intrusive direct communication with us. So that's part of my thing. And then, as I also said, if the committee wants to have an overall communication strategy, you can absolutely instruct me to put together a comprehensive communication strategy. I can say realistically that it might be 60 to 90 days because I have a new director coming on board and we're still stabilizing the financials. But I think our preliminary steps will be determining how to improve the collection of emails and texts so that our communications can be more direct.
No, and that's very consistent with my thinking, as I outlined a moment ago. What prompted it this morning was I received an email notification from another provider that I'm enrolled with, and I thought, you know, and I regularly receive emails from the Country Club and from RMA. Obviously, they have my emails, and I receive weekly communications from the Country Club and you know, frequent communications from RMA. So I think that's a very good goal for us, and maybe some direct outreach, maybe set up a mailbox and implore people consistently over the next few months in the pipeline to provide us with that information so that we can directly communicate with them and share important information with them. As I mentioned to you before, I continue to monitor the Nextdoor social media platform. I did put an announcement out at the beginning of this month about our town hall meeting scheduled for November 2nd. That announcement was hit 2,200 times. Obviously, some of that's probably redundant and duplicative, but still, it's something that I personally, as a director, intend to continue to use to share information with the community. I do not intend to engage in exchange of information, and if I have an inquiry, I will refer it to the appropriate folks on staff or to the board president. But my discussion with Director Butler this morning, I think we both are of the mind that, and I'm an old school guy. It was really hard for me to move into the digital age in many respects. You know, I was the legal pad taking notes at my arbitration hearings kind of dude, and everything's on my laptop now, even coming to these meetings. Not everyone in our community, however, I think has that proclivity or has inclination. So I think that we need to continue to, as you've already outlined, Mimi, rely on our historic communication devices, some being in written hard form, the pipeline. But I also endorse moving forward so that we can communicate in a timely manner directly. So I like both of the approaches that you've outlined already, and I know that was one of the concerns that Director Butler shared with me, is that we not abandon the written communication, the pipeline. I think, you know, she's obviously invested time working with Amelia on that. I think it can be, it's the one piece of communication right now that we know everybody receives. Whether they avail themselves of reading it or not is another story. I think that we've talked in some prior meetings, and Mimi, we had some discussions before you joined us here about, you know, ways to grab attention in the pipeline. And I think stylistically, we can continue. I know that we had recommended, Dr. Butler and I had recommended a few months ago, you know, having a general manager's report. You've provided that in each of the last 2 months?
I didn't know. It was discussed previously. Okay.
Well, so we discussed it with you. We made a recommendation in one of our discussions about that. Maybe articles from our directors, not every month, but, you know, on an ongoing basis. And part of the rationale for that was to give our community a better picture of exactly what it is we are doing for them as their community service district, number one. And number two, equally importantly, was if we could get some other input, again, from the general manager, from the directors, whether it's the security chief or the accounting, whoever, that would take a little pressure off of Amelia to try to make sure that there's sufficient you know, content in the pipeline. I've been pleased with the last couple of issues. Personally, a little bit different orientation to the articles. Again, the general manager report right up front. I think that's very effective. And I think it's effective, especially right now, Mimi, with you newly joining us and working so hard to improve some of the problem, or address rather some of the problems that we've had. I think it's a really good tool for you, and so I like seeing it there. And I know that when I talked with Director Butler a couple of times before, she endorsed those concepts as well. So, and you know, if as you move forward, you know, obviously this is primarily a staff responsibility. I know that Director Butler and I are both willing to make suggestions as to maybe information that might be included in a future pipeline or might be posted on the website. I mentioned yesterday, I think on the Integrated Water Master Plan, as we move forward over the next several months, having a periodic update to FAQs. What I envision was 5 or 10 this week, and if not the following week, maybe the week after. I know there's plenty of questions out there. We expect some of those will be generated from the town hall meeting in November. And I think those, if we just get into a regular pattern of those kinds of tools, I think that will help us next year as we start talking about what our rates are going to have to look like. Moving forward, if we ever decide we want to make another try at enhancing revenues for security, you know, I think that's my observation, and I've shared this both before your arrival, Mimi, and since. My sense last year was that the district didn't do a very effective job in making its case for the rate increase or for the security measure. And I think there were several opportunities that were missed in that regard. I think everybody, you know, now in the leadership roles is aware of some of those missed opportunities, and I think we all desire to avoid those. So your commitment to transparency and regular communication is consistent with what I think this board needs, and what I think our community needs. So I'm encouraged by those words. And I think it reasonable, you know, to take some time to put it together, and you know, it may be kind of a skeleton plan subject to, you know, adjustment and input. I think our communications program by definition has to be a dynamic one. And you know, a particular issue may give rise to the need for some other, you know, specific ad hoc communication. But I think if we can get emails and text started, and we can start doing blasts on important things, just meeting announcements, if nothing else. You know, I think I'm interested to see what kind of turnout we have at the November 2nd meeting, because I've now seen 4 different communications on it from different sources. I intend to, this weekend, put a reminder out on Nextdoor for those folks that are reading that. I know that's...
I can put it in the paper if you want.
I think
it's $250 for a quarter page off the top of my head.
I would support that. I would support that. The River Valley Times is in transition right now, but it's still coming. It's less focused on our community than it was prior to the transition, but I think it's an effective tool.
Okay.
Again, I hear people talking about it. They approach me, say, "Hey, I read about you at the board meeting." You know, so I know people are reading it. So I think that's good. We have it in the pipeline. Our next pipeline won't go out before the meeting, but I think maybe, you know, something front and center the last week on the website and on Facebook would be good. And I just think those are strategies, and I know, like I said, I know that there are a couple of community groups that are actively encouraging attendance,
okay.
some groups that haven't been active on this in the past, so it'll be interesting to see what kind of turnout we have for that meeting. I think it's going to be large, and I think that's good for us. Any public comment on item 3?
Yeah, I think...
Would you please come to the podium? That way I can get you on the recording.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Gears.
Yeah, I think communication is a major issue with CSD. I mean, I think things have seriously gone downhill with CSD in the last 4 years, maybe, and communication is one of them. I mean, I like what I'm hearing from you, too. I mean, I think FAQs will address that. Mimi seems to be interested in communication and openness and transparency. But what I've heard in the past, what I've seen, is terrible. Linda's idea of communication is sending out a pamphlet. Communication is a two-way process. I want you guys to listen to us. People have concerns, and they're totally ignored. And I think that's the reason the Prop 218 protest was successful. I think that's why Measure R failed. I mean, Measure R was a major failure in communication. I mean, they're going to have a 350% increase in the rate for the people in the village. It didn't even receive a shrug from the board members, no explanation, no, did not address that issue at all. And I think the biggest problem is the board. Go to board meetings, they sit up there, not a word, they don't discuss anything. I mean, you want people interested and want to communicate? That certainly isn't the way to do it. I mean, I know, Stephen, you're a big change in the board. I mean, we get a lot of communication out of you. We get you to get the other people to talk. But communication is a two-way issue. People have concerns. And perhaps the FAQs will work, but if you don't listen to the people, ask, find out what they're interested in. If you don't address those issues, it's not going to work, and nothing's going to change. And I am optimistic, basically you too, that I see the possibility of change, but basically those board members do not communicate at all. And, but, you know, I see that one of the biggest issues at CSD is communication. And, you know, and generally speaking, facts matter. And, you know, that's why I sent you an email. You know, you need the facts first. And then, you know, communicate the facts. I know a lot of people just aren't interested. You know, they're not going to dig into the details or anything, but, you know, you really got to communicate. So, anyways, that's my two cents.
Thank you, Mr. Gears. As I've said many times since I became associated with the board, nature abhors a vacuum. And people are apathetic until they're not. And then if we don't fill that vacuum with timely and accurate information on the issues that our community is interested in, then that's one of those missed opportunities that I've talked about. And I want to thank you for the rare compliment. Thank you.
I'm grateful as well for your comments and also for your provision of additional information regarding the footings for the wooden bridge. That was very, very helpful of you to share that.
All right. Are there any other items to come before the committee? Any other comments from the public? Then it is 9 a.m. and I will adjourn the committee meeting. Thank you.